This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in various programs in Jamnagar Somnath on the second day of his Gujarat visit yesterday. Earlier in the day, Mr. Modi visited Vantara, an animal rescue, conservation and rehabilitation center in Jamnagar district. Today in the morning, the Prime Minister will take a jungle safari ride in Gir National Park, the last abode of Asiatic lions. Mr. Modi will also chair the seventh meeting of the National Board for Wildlife at Sasan to discuss national-level issues related to wildlife. This board functions for the promotion of conservation and development of wildlife and forests. The Prime Minister is the chairman of the board. Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the workshop on sustainability and circularity in dairy sector in New Delhi today. The workshop will focus on policies and initiatives of the Ministry of Cooperation and the Ministry of Animal Husbandry, Dairying and Fisheries aimed at promoting sustainable dairy farming while ensuring economic growth with environmental responsibility. The workshop will witness signing of Memorandums of Understandings, MOUs, for the establishment of biogas plants across multiple states. The Ministry of Coal will organize a roadshow on commercial coal mine auctions and investment opportunities in Gandhinagar, Gujarat today. The roadshow is being organized as part of the Ministry's ongoing efforts to promote commercial coal mining and attract private investment. The event aims to bring together industry stakeholders, potential investors and policy makers to accelerate private sector participation in India's coal sector. Union Minister of State for Coal and Mines, Satish Chandra Dubey, will grace the occasion as the chief guest. Additional Secretary of the Ministry of Coal, Rupinder Brar, along with senior officers of the ministry, will also attend the event. National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, in partnership with Ministry of External Affairs, will organize the Indian Technical and Economic Cooperation, ITEC, Executive Capacity Building Program on Human Rights in New Delhi. This six-day program for senior-level functionaries of the National Human Rights Institutions, NHRIs, of Global South will commence today. The program aims to provide insights into various dimensions of human rights, international perspectives, and share the NHRC experience to enhance awareness among participants of various NHRIs. It seeks to strengthen South-South cooperation, enhance collaboration and networking, and improve human rights protection mechanism through comprehensive capacity building and experience sharing. The program will be inaugurated by Chairperson of the NHRC, Justice V. Subramanian. Nearly 47 participants from the NHRIs of 14 countries of Global South are likely to attend this event. The BJP-led Delhi government will begin the registration process for providing 2,500 rupees per month under Mahila Samridhi Yojana from 8th of this month. During Delhi Assembly elections, the BJP had promised to implement the scheme for the women from economically weaker sections once it will come to power. Speaking to reporters, Delhi BJP MP Manoj Tiwari said that within 1 month, eligible poor women will be identified and the process of the transfer of funds will begin soon. At a summit meeting in London hosted by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, European leaders Canada and Turkey pledged to continue military support for Ukraine. In the ICC Men's Champions Trophy, India defeated New Zealand by 44 runs in the final Group A ODI encounter at Dubai International Cricket Stadium. Chasing the target of 250 runs, Kiwis were all out for 205 runs in 45.3 overs. And that's the end of this news bulletin.